Buddy, we're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, our brand new state-of-the-art facility located right here in Lake Park, Florida. I'm Tom. The ladies' man took a vacation. He's in Cancun. Our four-legged buddy's out there. And we all know the master Bubba, who's standing quietly off stage and will be joining us any minute. Now we got a very exciting episode for you, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Orange County Choppers, orangecountychoppers.com. We're going to be talking to the master all about it. And here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, exiting or entering stage right. It is the master, Bub. Good Friday morning, Bubster.
So, you know, dealing with this guy, his voice levels go up and down 24/7. So this morning when I started this episode up, just like that. I kid you not, we did a probably a solid 5-minute mic check to make sure that everything was set. Everything was perfect, exactly where it should be. All levels in the green, nothing was peeking out, hitting the yellows, hitting the reds, which makes it really distorted for you guys on your end. Well, I told him do a mic check, everything sounds good. I adjust the gain levels on our end so that they come out to you guys perfect. And sure enough, within 3 seconds of him coming into the intro, he hit levels that he's never even hit before with his rage of voice. So I'll tell you what, I had to sit back there and monitor them and turn them down for the first minute and a half, which is what took me so long.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Bub, a lot of great things going on both at BEM and at OCC. We have a big magazine interview that was scheduled for this afternoon with the guys up at OCC. I think we've been pushed that. Our PR agent called and said that's pushed till Monday, and everybody will be able to read this. This is a major magazine, Bub, that's available at all the checkout counters around the world.
That's right.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
I'm looking forward to it.
It does talk about, it's going to be discussing, share with everybody what the article will be about a little bit.
I'm not quite sure. I guess it's just going to be us talking a bunch of nonsense.
That's correct. About the new BEM OCC Senior Series bikes, where Senior kind of began from and where he is today, how we began, Bub, and how we got to where we are today. So it's going to be a collaborative article. It's going to be very good. Last week, Bub, Joe Kramer asked if we could do live from inside the shop. We're not ready to, Joe. We did talk about it today. We need Matt here, our producer's over in Tampa, taking care of some things right now. So I need him here to operate the handheld equipment. I promise we'll get to that next week when he's back, Bub.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, I hate to say this, but we definitely have to move fast on this because I'm doing this literally in the middle of shooting clear coat right now. So I only have about 5 minutes, so let's hustle through this sucker.
So, Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about, ironically, there are those out there who would like everybody to believe that the only people we build for are celebrities, and that's a bad thing. It just happens to be. This is one of your Major League ball players' vehicles, as is the truck that's over my shoulder right here.
Yep.
This is what they call a Ford F-150 Bub Special Ops Package. What is that, please?
So this one was actually built from Ford directly. This is number 67 of 500. There's only 500 of these things that are going to get built, and this is one of them. This thing is laying down a serious tire shredding 750 horsepower, factory supercharged from the dealership, not the V6 EcoBoost. Of course, it comes with the monster of all, the V8 supercharged, and this thing is hooked up start to finish, front to rear. And now we are putting the icing on the cake with the small details that really make it count. In this case, the Black Ops package, it is fully black. Blacked out, murdered out, all the way around the black logos, the black bumpers, the steps, the grills, the emblems, all of it is factory black from the dealership. But of course, to stay emissions compliant, they have to send it off the floor with full 50 state legal DOT approved red lights.
That's
just that simple. The amber lights in the front and the headlights, everything has to be clear and very vibrant just because of the state inspection and emission laws wherever the vehicle may be going.
Like Virginia has an annual inspection.
In this case, we're tinting this sucker out so that this thing has dark tail lights to match the theme of this vehicle.
So, Bub, we want to make sure that the vehicle remains compliant, right? And you're going to darken up the taillights just a little bit. So how do you do that? There's a series of steps you have to go through. For example, this is not the actual taillight that came out of the vehicle, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of a Dodge Ram. But this gives us an example of how a red these lights are as they come from the factory.
Bro. Yeah.
So, Bub, let's talk a little bit about the things that you use. I see here we have a bucket on the floor. I see we have water in the bucket. I see we have, this is 1,000 grit sandpaper and what you call, Bub, a DuraBlock. Let's talk about these items to start.
So just right out of the gate, the first things, you know, out there in the marketplace, you guys are probably wondering, like, how big of a process could it possibly be to tint taillights? Well, it depends on how far you really want to go and what the quality and the end result is you want to have. In this case, at BEM, we want this thing to be top-notch, 100% quality, as if it was literally going to a show. at SEMA, for example. So what we do is we don't just take and do the simple rattle can or the spray can vinyl taillight tent that you can buy or the kits you can put over your taillights, because what you get is a very orange peely effect when you're finished. It's quick, it's easy, you can literally tape it up on the vehicle, you can shoot it real quick with the freaking wind blowing and the sun outside, but that's going to leave you a half and half, 50-50 chance of having a good quality job when it's done. So what we decide to do is everything we do when it comes to tinting taillights, smoking things, headlights, turn signals, whatever it may be, we actually pull them completely apart and disassemble them as if they were going through the Ford assembly line or in any manufacturer's assembly line, and we actually scuff them all the way down with 1000 grit wet sandpaper. That is what you use to actually scuff to adhere new clear coat. So we scuff these things down. We actually mix our clear 2-to-1, which is PPG's Omni Plus. That is one of the best clears you can buy. So we do mix these things 2-to-1, and we actually add in a black paint. A couple drops is all it needs, depending on the volume of clear coat that you're mixing up. A couple drops just to tint that clear to dark. So you're essentially shooting a tinted clear over the lights. And then when you're completely done, you can unmask any hidden areas. In this case, the reverse lamps on this truck, and you can actually shoot final coats of legit clear on there. And then what you have is a finished product that looks absolutely amazing in show quality.
So Bub, you like the PPG line, you like the Omni line specifically. Is there a difference between PPG and Omni? What is the difference?
So PPG is the owner of the company, right? And then within that you have different, so PPG is the manufacturer, and then you have different levels of paint below that. You have like the Refinish series, you have the Omni series, you have the Omni Plus series, you have the Deltron series. So you have different levels of grades, like qualities of paint that you can get. Well, the Omni Plus line is, to me, one of their best ones for the price and your end result quality, right? On a day-to-day basis, on show cars, it looks great, it looks fantastic, but you're not getting that PPG Deltron price tag. So for example, this kind of clear, you're looking at like $200 to $250 for a gallon, which is 4 quarts. That's about all you're going to get out of that one. If you were to order that same amount of clear in the Deltron line, you're looking at north of $1,200. So probably 4 times the amount of cost when it comes to just clear. So when you are, you know, shooting things that really, really need to have that high-end quality shine, you're putting $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 paint jobs on something.
Got it.
That's where the stuff adds up.
Okay.
Because you have, literally, you could be into it for $6,000, $7,000 just in the liquid colors alone before you've even done anything to it.
Absolutely. Bub, so let's run through the things you need or you use. First of all, good morning to the BEM driver, dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman. Big Money is off today. Mark, he is in Cancun. I did share with the BEM driver, Mark, last week, that picture of Diesel walking next to the statue of him. It looked pretty good, right?
That's all.
Mark loves him. Bub, I'm going to talk about the things you've got up here real quick. First of all, what do we have right here, Bub? You are a big guy who believes in safety.
So that's actually just a respirator, something super, super simple, inexpensive. All of our stuff is either by two companies, 3M or PPG, when it comes to any of our paint finishing, safety, protection, prep materials, tape. It does not matter. It's either 3M or PPG, two of the best names in the industry, and we stick to those strictly. And I'll tell you what, man, that is the kind of thing that you need just to keep yourself healthy when you're in the booth and shooting. Our booth is actually on this wall to your left here. So we are over there. Actually, the three tail lights are for this. I've already actually tinted them this morning. Typically, also, a lot of guys want to know, how dark do you make these things? Well, I'll tell you how dark I make them, and this is my inside secret. I tint my tail lights to always match my windows. Here in South Florida, we typically run a 15 to 20% window tint. Without getting bothered by the law, that's typically an okay percentage that you can run. A lot of guys go darker, they'll go 2%, they'll go limo. But that's getting really, really dark, and it's getting really dark on lights to where even LEDs kind of have a hard time popping through those at nighttime. Well, you don't want to make it too dark to where your lights aren't coming through, because then that becomes a safety problem. So you want to smoke them out just enough that you get a great look and effect on a black vehicle, not just a bright red. So you smoke them out, typically in our case, that 15 to 20% darkness on that window tint, and everything flows really nice around the vehicle.
Bub, let's talk a little bit. I'm gonna show everybody.
Don't spill that. That's
what is this that I'm holding up in my hand right here, Bub?
So that is a paint strainer or filter. You typically use those right after you mix up whatever you're shooting, whether it's a primer, whether it's a paint, whether it's a clear coat. You use that before you pour into your gun to make sure that everything is actually filtered with no dirt, no imperfections.
But a couple other things that you have here. I see this as a cup and very confusing, man. There's numbers here and numbers here and numbers here and numbers here. What do these all these numbers represent on here, Bob?
So everything that you do in terms of painting or mixing, whether you're doing fiberglass, bondos, whether you're doing clears, whether you're doing paints, whether you're doing primers, they all have a very specific mixing ratio. And trust me, guys, it's not just what I named there. It's also brand specific. So PPG has their own style of mixing one-to-one on their paints. Some companies have a 1-to-2-to-1. There's all different kinds of mixtures. So make sure when you get these things, follow the instructions and you will have a perfect quality finish when you are done. And it's as simple as literally grabbing what you are shooting and looking at the side. And it shows you a bar graph, this one in clear coat in this case, 2-to-1 mixture. And that's exactly what you do is line up your two of your clear, one part of your hardener, which is not here. And then that is a perfect mix and it's going to lay out exactly as it should and dry exactly as it says it should on the spec chart.
Gonna come back to something you just said. Finally, Bub, on this particular item, what is this that I'm holding in my hand? It looks like a wood stick.
So it's just nothing more than that. That's actually your mixing stick. When you buy your paints, you typically get your cups, your mixing cups, you get your filters, and you get your strainers, your sticks, and that's all you need to mix a perfect setup.
A minute ago, Bub, you said you used a term called hardener.
So with everything, right? So each one of these is going to be most of the time a two-part system. So you're going to need to mix something with something. So for example, paint, you have your paint, which is your color, and then you have a reducer, which is actually going to cut that in half 50-50. So most of the time when I work with Omni paints, it's very easy to judge what you need because everything's a 50-50. You can literally say, I need a quart of paint, and that'll get you a half gallon by the time
it's
reduced.
So you have to break this down, you're saying. You can't just shoot it this way?
No, so you're actually gonna take this paint, this is a full quart here, that's actually the black, and literally all you need to, for example, so this black, in order to smoke these taillights out as dark as I wanted to, simple as literally dipping in a stick into here, not a full pour, dipping a stick into it and just putting it into this clear mixing bucket, and that's all you need.
So you could use an eyedropper maybe.
That's all you need. It's just a couple drops will go a really long way by the time you apply 3 and 4 coats of clear, and then you're going to put on your final coats of clear to make that smooth finish, and then if you have imperfections, you can literally wet sand and buff it out and have a mirror quality image when you're done.
Right, Bub. Mark Hoffman says, I think that the wall needs a large picture of the BEM number 12 just to the right of the window. That's correct, it does. That's actually, Mark, my office right there. You're very close. The podcast studio is on the other side of it. That is looking into my office right there. And this, yes, Mark, we should have the number 12 logo sitting there. But we'll see Mark on the 6th, I think, of February. He can bring that down and we're going to do it. Well, one of the other things I want to talk about is you have this product here. Maybe we should have started here, but this is and the reason I didn't is because it can be used at any time and you use it a lot.
Yeah.
You have two things here, Bub. You have a cotton lint-free rag and you have this product called Prepol. What is that?
So anytime that you're getting ready to apply paint to anything, of course, you've already gone through the steps of your wet sanding process or your sanding process. Now, what you've done is you've touched those pieces with your hands. Naturally, you have sweat, you have oils on your hands. Even if you are freezing cold, you still get contaminants on that material. And any of that stuff that may be on what you're about to shoot will come through. So you want to take the time, and after you've sanded something, wipe it down. That's when you use a lint-free cloth, and you use something like a Prepsol, any sort of pre-painting cleaner. That will remove any of those waxes or greases or oils that have been put on there just while you've been hand working them and moving them into your paint booth. Once you've done that, do not dick with it. Do not touch it from there. That is literally wiped down. It's prepped. It is ready to have something blown on and shot on this thing for its next coat.
So, Bub, we see that. Got to say good morning to Andrew out there. Andrew is, Bub. Andrew is our body partner. We are working with him right now. You're doing a very special 2018 Mustang. Let's talk a little bit about that real quick.
So yeah, man, that's that thing's an absolute monster. You know, we're finishing up on a couple of these high-end rides here. You know, one of them being that 2018 twin turbo 6-speed Mustang. That thing is laying down 900 horsepower at the tire, which is an absolute monster when it comes to just a daily driven street car. This F-150 supercharged, laying down 750 horsepower at the tire. These things are animals, man, and these high horsepower numbers are getting higher and higher and higher by the day coming out of the factory with today's technology. It's insane.
And with your touches, of course, Bub. Andrew, thank you. Over there, it's Extreme Dimensions for all you guys do. And by the way, my beautiful bride, Robin, just walked in the door. right there. Kind of a surprise. Did you know she was walking around out there in the office?
I saw her and Lomo are walking around.
Oh, Lomo is?
So I have to finish this up because literally, like I started this, I am in the middle of shooting clear right now in the booth. So this clear is actually mixing and sitting here in the cup. And trust me, you only have a pot life of so long, 15 to 30 minutes, and we are definitely touching that limit. So I need to put this in the gun and go shoot it, which, by the way, is right here. So I need to go mix this
up. So we're
going to
talk about that real quick.
Wait, hurry up. We got to go.
Your Uncle Jake is watching as well, Bob.
All right, so what do we got? What's up, Jake?
So, hey, Mark Hoffman says, Tom Lloyd, you goofed up the date again. Cars and Coffee is February 10th. I should have been there between 9 and 10 a.m. Yes, you will. But finally, actually, the celebrity that owns this vehicle, you said, is in-house right now.
Yeah, and I've got to get over and make some clear. So
he's a big boy.
Well, why don't you hold that and let's show everybody how this process works.
Okay, sounds good. But first, Bob, before we do that, tell everybody what I'm holding here in my hand.
So right now you're holding my paint gun. This one's actually my paint gun, and then I have three. So
yes.
I have a primer gun, I have a paint gun, and a clear gun. I try to keep those all clean and individually used, because what you don't want is, say for example, you shot a heavy metallic or a pearl car with your paint gun. If you use that same exact gun to shoot clears, maybe you go to shoot another vehicle afterwards, you're gonna paint it a different color, and you will see those flakes come through as much as you try to clean that gun, especially on black, and we are shooting black.
Bob, can I ask a question real quick? I see this black gauge on the end of this. What is this, and why do you have it on your gun?
So it's a pressure regulator. So anytime you're working with air tools, a lot of the time they're gonna have some sort of safety rating and pressure rating. In this case, when you're working with air guns, you wanna shoot in what the manufacturer, by the way, this is all down to paint brand. PPG recommends 40 pounds of pressure is what they like their paints to be shot at for the best and most even flow.
Very good, Bob. So this is what it takes, ladies and gentlemen, to do just a simple tail light tinting.
Well, but to do it properly.
To do it
now bring
properly.
That over here.
So what we're going to watch Bob do, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about the fact that he uses a paint strainer. We can see he puts it into his gun, and the pre-measured clear coat that he is using, clear coat and reducer, is very, very slowly poured into his gun. Then he caps the gun. He can simply put his air supply right here and pull the trigger because it's already set. His pressure is already set based by the gauge on the end of the gun, Bob.
Well, I hate to do this to you guys, but that is it for me being part of this segment. You can wrap it up and have some fun here, but I've got to take this clear, go get it shot, because we're definitely touching that 15 to 30 minute
should we bring right should now. We bring the owner out?
Yeah, not yet. We're going to bring them out for an unveil once it's all done. You
right
see that
on.
Before after. Plus, stay tuned for the Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You will see the before after of these taillights, which will make this thing a monster.
I want to invite everybody down to the new Lake Park Bubba's Exotic Motorsports state-of-the-art facility, Bub. It is a simply gorgeous setup. As I look, I'm very proud of what we've done. It's been we've been building it.
How many times have you driven a car into that wall?
I have driven into that wall a couple times.
Absolutely. You ought to see all the touch-up paint. I'll Instagram that one later, too.
That would be great, Bub.
That's it.
Real quick, want to remind everybody, we do have a big magazine interview with OCC coming up Monday. We'll talk about that on Friday's show. We do not want to reveal what magazine that's for, but everybody knows what it's for.
It's for the people.
Okay. It's for all the people out there.
You get it?
Right there, Bub?
I threw it out there.
Anything special going on this weekend?
No, just working.
Gonna have a good time. Huh?
I gotta work.
Yeah, then we will work. I'll bet I'll be here before you.
No chance.
We've been getting here really early. It's been around the
clock. All right, I gotta go. See, he's rambling. You guys stay tuned for the Instagrams. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Wanna let everybody know that Miss Outlaw Boutique is strictly online now, and the moose is loose. Go look at the beautiful things that Layla is doing out there. It really is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of great stuff coming out of Orange County. Choppers, ladies and gentlemen, the great stuff is starting to flow. The Vietnam wall bike was revealed last night. I was speaking to them right after the unveil. They called and said it was super successful. Make sure you check out Orange County Choppers social media. You will see that there and featured on an upcoming episode of Orange County Choppers. We will be live with them. February 12th, I believe, is the air date. I'll confirm that with you at 10 p.m. on Discovery. You're going to see some great stuff coming out of BEM and OCC as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank everybody around the world for watching us. We really do appreciate it. Andrew and crew over at Extreme Dimensions, thank you for being the great partner that you guys are. We really appreciate it. This GT Mustang that we're building is going to be amazing. It's going to be another industry first, and it's going to take the world by surprise. By the way, the celebrity that owns this truck, ladies and gentlemen, took the SEMA Mustang home last night. I've never heard somebody drive a standard like that. But he texted us later, Bub's laughing back there, and said that he was... You see, easier. You heard the car pull up. And what did he say, Bob? What was this text that said they were bonding very well together? Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today if we can. Open the doors for somebody who's got their hands full. If someone has holes in the bottom of their shoes, make sure you give them a pair of yours. Guys, you got a pair of sweaty gym sneakers in the back of your trunk. Reach in, pull them out, and let them have them, all right? And if there's somebody standing on the corner, just maybe an old vet, could be an old guy, if he's standing there on the corner with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," go right across the street to Sitco, 7-Eleven, doesn't matter. Grab him a protein drink and a power bar. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen, send your ideas, thoughts, any of it into us, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, 561-410-5527. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream. Something big coming up from another network show we'll be talking about next time as well. Keep on doing it, Bubba style.